Good morning. It is 8:45 at WFIR. Congressman Ben Klein now has a little more than 2 months in Washington under his belt. He is back home now in the 6th District for a while with the House of Representatives in recess, and he joins WFIR's Evan Jones and me live. As we get started here, while the New Zealand mosque shootings were half a world away, they inevitably raise questions about gun laws here. New Zealand already moving toward enacting a ban on private ownership of semi-automatic rifles. Congressman, does the U.S. inevitably face a similar decision at some point in the future?
No, we are in this country privileged, and well, we had to fight for it to get that Constitution, to get that Second Amendment right, which is not just a right given by government. It's a right that is God-given, that is secured by a government, put in place by our Constitution, and that right to secure ourselves, our homes, and our possessions by keeping and bearing arms is very important. So keeping that right secure is something that I've been fighting for in D.C., fought against the gun control measure that came through last month, and I'll continue to fight against gun control in the future.
Hey, Congressman, this is a time when gun control supporters, or those who support at least more laws regarding gun ownership, will say we need to enact common sense gun laws. On the federal level, what additional gun legislation might you see as common sense?
Well, I think the Second Amendment is pretty common sense, and that efforts to restrict it beyond the laws that we already have in place, and we have a lot of laws in place, and if you go to some places like California or New York, where they have some of the strictest gun laws in the country, those are the places where they have the most serious and highest number of incidents of gun violence. So we've got to go beyond that, and we've got to look to mental health counseling, availability, to make sure that we don't have people who are needing mental health treatment having breakdowns where they inevitably try and lash out in an act of violence.
On another matter, we are speaking with Congressman Ben Klein. President Trump recently vetoed the bill that challenged his authority to declare the state of emergency and spend more billions for the border wall. An override seems highly unlikely, but do you think the bill's passage, with 12 Republican senators among those who had approved it, harm the president to any notable extent?
No, because I voted with the vast majority of Republicans, and when you say 12 Republicans voted to disallow the state of emergency, there were 40 who voted with the president. So the vast majority of Republicans agree there is an emergency at the border. There's a human rights emergency going on a humanitarian emergency because you have so many families coming up to the border now instead of individuals trying to cross. You have a drug emergency. You have a human trafficking, sex trafficking, gang emergency. And so for him to call in the military to assist ICE, which ICE requested, not the military agreed, is important to make sure that this border wall gets built and that additional border security gets provided.
Congressman Ben Klein, you are a member of the House Judiciary Committee, which is involved very much in intelligence and federal FBI Justice Department matters, things like that. The time does appear to be nearing when Special Counsel Robert Mueller issues his report on whether there was any collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. Now, as a member, you may hear some things that others don't. Do you have any grounds to believe or dismiss rumblings that we kind of hear that this may be anything but a bombshell?
Well, I only hear what everybody else in the media is hearing, that there's a lot of talk about what may or may not be in the report. I'm waiting to hear, waiting to see it, and I'll follow the facts wherever they lead. A former prosecutor, I depend on facts and don't traffic in the gossip that we're hearing. I enjoyed hearing from the acting attorney general last month, but that was supposed to be an oversight hearing, and I was hoping we would do some more department oversight because the more we can improve the procedures and policies in the department on things like the legal immigration process, security at the border, providing additional judges to hear asylum requests, making sure there is more bed space available for asylum people who are requesting asylum, making sure that people can request asylum back in their home countries. These types of things are normal operations of government that have to continue, and we shouldn't just be focused on the salacious political goals of Nancy Pelosi and the Democrat Party. We should be focused on the workings of government. You know, government's broken. Federal government's broken fundamentally, and we have to get back to basics, and it's not sexy, and it's not going to get a lot of clicks, but we need to do it.
And I'll get back to that in a few minutes, okay? But I do have to ask a question on a related note. Critics say the Justice Department and FBI have applied a double standard into how the Trump and Clinton campaigns were or were not investigated. Do you think they have a point?
I think there is a point. I think that there was an investigation going on into the Clinton campaign and actions within the FBI with Lisa Page and others who were trying to subvert the efforts of the Trump campaign to a political end. And I think that that was not studied enough and not investigated enough. And since the Democrats have taken over, they have shut down all those investigations and prefer to focus on the Trump administration and the efforts of the Trump campaign. So I think there is somewhat of a double standard there.
It is 8:51 at WFIR. We are chatting this morning with Congressman Ben Klein. 6th District Congressman is on recess for a bit now. Congressman, as we mentioned at the start, this is one of those times when you and your colleagues spend time here in your district. Is there anything specific at the top of your agenda this week that you'd like to get done?
Well, it's great to be home. Washington is broken, and it reminds me just how broken Washington is when I get back here and I get to see the friends and family I grew up with and talk about the issues that are important to folks back here, jobs, the economy, transportation initiatives, making sure that we can attract business to this area. So those are issues I want to talk about. We're going to have some town hall meetings, going to various higher ed facilities. The 6th District has more colleges and universities than any other district in the country except for one. And so I'm going to visit the Roanoke Higher Ed Center, I'm going to talk to some high school classes, have some town hall meetings. These are great opportunities, so I'm really glad to be back.
It's one thing to say it's broken. Realistically, what's Ben Klein's plan to step one to start fixing it?
Well, we've got a couple of initiatives we're working on. I think that a lot of what I've learned in Richmond can be applied to Washington. For example, in Richmond, we have a two-year budget cycle. It means that we focus less on the actual spending and more on the oversight. And so I think Washington could benefit from a two-year budget appropriation cycle because right now the appropriations process is so broken. I think there are the single-purpose rule is another thing in Richmond, that each bill can only have one purpose in Richmond. You can't lump a lot of things into one bill. I think Washington could benefit from that too. So a single-purpose rule bill would be a great thing. So those are some ways that I'm hoping we can get the conversation going. You know, there's just Washington's grown too big. It spends too much of my grandkids, who don't even exist yet, their money. And we need to rein in Washington and get it back to basics.
You talked before we went on there about the pace of Washington, that things don't seem to happen very quickly. You spend a whole week on one bill that doesn't matter much.
Ugh, it's miserable. I mean, in Richmond, we would do hundreds of bills a day, 3,000 bills over a session, and everyone gets a hearing, or 99% get a hearing in the General Assembly. In Washington, the only bills that come up are the bills that Nancy Pelosi wants to come up. And so we spent all last week debating a few minor bills, but really the only bill was whether or not to make the Mueller report public, and it passed unanimously. It's ridiculous that we're going to waste the taxpayers' time and money debating these issues, and that's a legitimate issue, and I supported the bill. But we should have been debating hundreds of other bills at the same time. We can walk and chew gum at the same time. At least most of the representatives in Congress can. Some of them can't. But I would say that we should try to do more for the American people.
Republican freshman Congressman Ben Klein from the 6th District is joining us live. Now, President Trump just signed a bill that designated the National George C. Marshall Museum at VMI, and that language is similar to a bill that you introduced this winter. Was this one of those easy, like, no-brainers, like commending resolutions, or did this take some work?
Well, I had to make sure that we got the bill introduced, and then we saw a vehicle in the Senate coming over. And from my work in Richmond, I've always said it doesn't matter who gets the credit as long as you get it done. So we attached it to a Senate bill with the help of Senator Kaine and others. We're able to move it through the Senate, and then it came over and flew out of the House and got signed into law by the president. And I'm glad to have that done. It gives the George C. Marshall Foundation in Lexington and the museum in Lexington a little bit more notoriety. And it means that hopefully there'll be some tourism dollars coming to Rockbridge County and Lexington based on that.
So what's next on your agenda to get done?
Well, we've got another bill that I've introduced, a bipartisan bill called the Legion Act, which expands the membership of the American Legion. That's done by statute. So you can't be a member of the American Legion unless you are a veteran of a certain war. And it has not been expanded to include things like the Cold War and the war in Afghanistan or in the Middle East, that war against terror in Iraq. So we've introduced this bill, which hopefully it's supported by the American Legion and will hopefully pass soon. It will expand the membership and help this organization, which does great work, continue to do great work into the future.
Okay, we've got about a minute left with Congressman Ben Klein this morning. Congressman, before we let you go, one more question. Can't recall too many people singing the praises of a growing national debt, right? But as a realistic matter, what is a way to reduce it that will satisfy both parties?
Well, people would love to point to a balanced budget amendment to do it. And while some would say it's politically impossible, back in 94 with Contract with America, they came within one vote of passing it by 2/3 majorities in the House and the Senate. So it wasn't that long ago that a balanced budget amendment was a reasonable thought. I think we should continue to push that. And my predecessor, Bob Goodlatte, was the sponsor of that. And he got that, kept that conversation going. But for the debt, for the long term, it's the interest on the debt is crowding out other priorities. So the reason that you can't widen 81 from Bristol to Winchester is in part due to the fact that we have limited resources and we're spending money on things like interest on the debt. So when people say they want Medicare for all or these pie-in-the-sky ideas, Green New Deals, which are trillions and trillions of dollars in additional spending, it's just not realistic. And so we need to get back to talking about what is possible in the government instead of all of this pie-in-the-sky, let government solve all of our problems solutions. Those just don't really work.
Congressman, 6th District Congressman Ben Klein has been visiting with us this morning. And Congressman, good to see you, and we appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks.